Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.
If you want to do something extraordinary, you have one job. Leave your fellow humans in awe. But my thesis in life is it doesn't matter who you are today. It certainly doesn't matter how you were born. The only thing that matters is who you want to become and the price you're willing to pay to get there. I think that Ray Dalio said it best. I don't know that the life that I have lived is better than somebody who wanted to live a stress-free, quiet life. I only know it's the only life I could have lived. And that's how I feel about the pursuit of greatness. What I'm going to talk about up here is that. I'm going to talk about wanting to become extraordinary, to transform yourself into something that is truly undeniable, to become so good that they can't ignore you. And that has been truly what I've tried to do with my life. But I don't prescribe it for everybody. I'm not saying that this is the only way to live your life. I'm just saying it's the only way that I could have lived mine. What you build your self-esteem around matters. And whether you realize it or not, each and every one of you has something that sits at the core of how you feel about yourself. And from that, your identity, your sense of self-worth, your self-esteem, it is all built around that thing. Now, when you think about my job as a parent, as an entrepreneur, as an athlete, as a speaker, as a whatever you want to be, you've got to get so good at that thing that when people see you do it, you make them experience the most potent human emotion, and that is awe. To get that good is a terrifying journey of self-discovery and confronting who you really are, because you cannot make change until you acknowledge where you're actually at. If you understand where you're weak, then you know where to spend your time building skills. To me, the gap between where you are now and where you want to go is a gap of skill set. There will be an extraordinary price to pay, but you can go in any direction. Now, I don't think that we're born blank slates, but we are so close to that. To worry about where your limits are is to miss how much you can improve. So focus on how much you can improve. Now, the irony is I start about as far from pursuing greatness as you're ever going to get. And my parents taught me to be a good employee, to keep my head down, do as little work as possible, and avoid punishment at all costs. And that was real. That was my existence. I cheated my way through high school because I knew that I needed to get good grades, but I didn't want to put in the work. I went into the workforce. My dad thought for sure that having me do essentially menial labor jobs would teach me that I didn't want to do that, but it also made me sort of numb to that kind of work. And so I worked in a paint factory, I worked in a door factory, I worked in a paint warehouse, a paint store. My dad happened to work for a paint company, hence the theme. And I was too lazy to go get a different job. And so I literally just always took whatever was before me. But I had this sense that I could do more, that I could be more, that there was something that I was meant to do. I didn't know what that was exactly. I had a love for filmmaking, to be sure, and I've had that love since I was a little kid. But I had no idea how that was going to play itself out. Now, the irony of my life is when I went to leave for college, I almost chickened out. In fact, I did chicken out. And the only reason that I ended up going to college was my mom forced me to. And I was having this moment of crisis. There was only me and one other kid that was leaving the state for my high school. Everybody else went to a state school. Everybody stayed together. It was that familiarity and living essentially a small life. And it sounded really enticing at the prospect that I was about to move away. And so I said to my mom, you know what? Look, let's just forget all this. Let's call it off. It's going to be really expensive. I'll just stay here. And my mom was like, over my dead body. And she pushed so hard to get me out. But then every day since then, my mom has tried to get me back. And I was like, what the f-? Like, you're the reason I left. I never would have left if it wasn't for you. So I literally don't understand. And in that moment, my mom gave me the greatest gift anyone could have ever given me, because my mom supported me. She was my biggest cheerleader. But when I asked her why she pushed me so hard to leave for college, her answer, totally without malice, was, "I always assumed you were going to fail." You didn't have the drive. She was like, "You were so lazy in high school, but I didn't want you to live a life of what if. I didn't want you to wonder what your life would have been like if you had at least tried. But you didn't show any signs of being capable of doing what you've gone on to be capable of doing. I would lay in bed for up to 4 hours a day, every single day, because I couldn't motivate myself to get out of bed. I didn't have a job. My girlfriend, now wife, was working, and I had one thing that I had as a responsibility every day, and that was to make her a sandwich before she came home for her lunch break. And the only thing that would get me out of bed, 15 years before I'm capable of building a billion-dollar company, the only thing that got me out of bed was shame." So you have to understand that people had not misidentified me. This is not a story of someone who was born extraordinary. People just couldn't see it, that I was secretly this amazing person who was just waiting for their opportunity to shine. This was somebody who was lazy as f, had no idea what they were gonna do with their life. I had no idea how I was gonna pull it off. I was absolutely terrified. Every time I looked in the mirror, I saw me staring back, and I knew how lazy I was. I knew how afraid I was. I knew how insecure I was. I knew that at my core, I wanted people to like me, and I was terrified that they had every reason in the world not to like me. But instead of becoming someone who was worthy of self-respect, who was worthy of their respect, all I was trying to do was campaign. I was trying to posture. I was trying to create the illusion that I was something, because that seemed like I could do it fast, instead of just buckling down and doing the hard-ass work of becoming somebody new. I believed that my talent and intelligence were fixed traits. I was born a certain way, and life was about making the most of what I'd been born with. What I did not yet understand is the reason humans are the ultimate apex predator, the reason that we have taken over the globe in a way that no other species has, is because we are the ultimate adaptation machine. Darwin is often misquoted as saying it's the strongest of the species that survive. He did not say that. What he said was, it's neither the strongest of the species that survive nor the most intelligent, but rather the most adaptive to change. It is the animal that can change the fastest to a changing environment that becomes the most dominant species the world has ever seen. It is our very nature to change. That is what we are wired to do. So you can go to the gym and bust your ass and train your body and change your physique. And we've all seen it happen with bodybuilders. We all get that they came out of the womb weak, just like everybody else, and they put themselves under an ungodly amount of stress and strain, and they push themselves every day, and they had this just unimaginable amount of discipline. And from that, they are able to transform themselves into somebody completely unrecognizable. It is amazing. And because it happens on the outside, we all get it. We all believe in it. We look at athletes and we understand that they work their way there. But we don't look at Garry Kasparov and realize he did the same thing, because what's happening in the mind seems invisible. We can't see it. We don't understand what's happening. And so as shame was the only thing that would drag me out of bed, I didn't understand that the same thing I believed to be true of my body was true of my mind. I believed that the human mind couldn't change. I believed that it was fixed. I believed that my talent and intelligence were just what they were. It all seemed true. It wasn't like I knew it to be a lie. It wasn't even like I knew that I had a choice to think of it a different way. And one of my favorite quotes of all time is from Albert Einstein. And he said, "The most important decision any human being has to make is whether they live in a friendly or a hostile universe." So at moments where I'm bone tired, I have that clarity. And when you have the clarity and you know where you're trying to go, then it becomes clear about what you have to train at. What are the things you have to train into yourself? But the only way to do that is to have a self-esteem that's built entirely around being the learner. Why? Because you get the shot to the head, the nugget of gold at your feet. It says, you suck at this. That hurts, man. That's hard to own. It's hard to face. And there's 1,000 voices in your mind telling you all the reasons why it's somebody else's fault and it's not your fault. But the reality is, the moment you do that, you're giving away your power because you're not looking for a way to change. You're not looking for a way to shape your skill set. Remember, between where you are and where you want to go, it is a gap of skill set. But I'm begging you. I am begging you with everything I have. Remember that just 15 years earlier, I got out of bed solely out of shame. My mother thought I was going to fail. My father-in-law did not want me to marry his daughter. Brick by brick, day after day, I transformed myself. It was not an uncovering of something that was real and already there. It was simply acknowledging I am a hopelessly average human, but humans are the ultimate adaptation machine. So I can change, I can become whatever I want. And I just became single-mindedly focused on how much I could grow. And now that I was getting value and self-esteem out of growing instead of out of being, everything in my life changed.
Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.